cliffcentral.com. You're listening to cliffcentral.com. This is unscripted, uncensored, unradio, and hopefully by now this is becoming your favorite podcast across the entire platform. In Conference with Michael Jackson, that's me. Why am I here? Because I've done about 2,500 conferences around the globe, and the people I meet around the planet are the people that we thought you'd like to meet. They're leaders, influential business gurus, entrepreneurs, thought providers, and really exceptional all-round people. We've got 15 minutes to meet them, so let's not waste any time. Our guest this podcast is coming to us from his home in the UK, where he's based. He is a globally iconic speaker. His name is Jeff Ram. And believe me, if you've never seen him speak, you'll want to after listening to this interview. Jeff Ram, friend from around the speaking world, you are, what are you? How do I best describe you? Oh my God, marketing, celebrity service. You are the guru when it comes to marketing and service, really, aren't you? How are you?
Gosh, Michael, that is some introduction. I'm very well, sir, very well. And hello to all your listeners.
It's a great pleasure to have you on. I met you first in Iran when you lit up the stage in Tehran. Not figuratively, I mean figuratively, not literally. But you are a globally sought-after speaker, Jeff. You've traveled literally right around this world, haven't you, doing all kinds of conferences and talks?
I have. I've been very privileged to do what I do. I've been to many, many places, from Ecuador to Australia, from Estonia to South Africa. And I speak on two subjects, two main subjects. One is OMG marketing, the ideas that will make you stand out from the crowd, and also celebrity service, which is the gap in your customer service that you do not realize exists. And both are, yeah, phenomenally successful for keynote talks and interactive sessions that I do for clients. And I have a lot of fun with it. And it's all about creativity. It's about interaction and about engagement, but also about challenging and inspiring audiences to think better for greater results.
OMG marketing. What on earth is that, Mr. Ram?
Let me give you an example. I want to give the listeners one of my biggest tips on how you can become creative in the marketing sphere as well as customer service. It's the 120-second tip to be creative. 120 right. Seconds, otherwise known as 2 minutes.
I'm timing you. Start now.
Well, this is what you need to do after this call when you need to generate ideas that nobody else, none of the competition, have even thought about. Here's a quick question. How many Valentine's cards did you receive on February the 14th this year, Michael? How many?
Oh, actually, I got three.
Are you still opening them?
Absolutely.
Okay. Myself and Haley, we've been married for 16 years now. We give each other a card. And we swap the cards over, they go on the mantelpiece, and then a week later we shred them, and then that's Valentine's Day in the Ram household. 16 years we married, we don't play tricks on each other, but for the very first time in my life, and I'm 40 years young, I received a second card this year. Now, I didn't realise it was a card, but Haley came in 11:30 in the morning, she said, oh, there's your post, and it was a magazine that I subscribed to, and on top of it was a letter. What a handwritten letter with my name and address on. I thought nothing of it. I put it to the side. 5 minutes later, I picked it up. I thought, you know what? Somebody could be bothered to write on this envelope. I'll open it and see what it is. As I turned the envelope over, written along the back of the envelope were the letters SWALK.
Sealed with a loving kiss.
Haley was in the other room at the time. And I thought, OMG, what is this? And who is this from? Because we do not play tricks on each other. I quickly put the card underneath the magazine and I left it there. I didn't open it. I waited 12 hours. It was 11:30 at night. Haley is asleep. I walk down the hallway. I go into the next room. And I get this card. I'm thinking, who on earth is this from? I've no idea. This is ridiculous. I opened it. Inside it said, "Love is in the air," with a beautiful pink Valentine's card.
Right.
And as I opened it, it says, "I want to get closer to you this Valentine's Day." Underneath it, handwritten, was www.closertome.u/Jeff. Now, would you or would any of your listeners right now dare go to that website?
Well, I'm a bit I'm a bit worried about Ashley Madison, so I'm not sure if I would right now. But
I was like, oh my word. So I turned my computer on in the room. I slowly wedged my foot against the door so nobody could get in. I keyed in this address, and I was expecting, oh, is it a photograph? Is it a video? Who on earth is this from? And when I clicked, it was a landing page. And it was a business landing page. And it was from a company called the Bauer Media Group, one of the biggest media groups and radio stations in the UK.
Yeah, they're not as big as us, but I understand who they are. Yeah.
Tiny in comparison. But they are big players. And it said, hello, we want to get closer to you. There was paragraphs of text of how wonderful they were. And you had to enter a competition and you could win a weekend away. So it wasn't a message from some weird person. It was the most amazing OMG B2B piece of marketing I've ever seen. But here's the twist.
Go on.
This was from my client.
Oh,
the
wow.
Last conference I did in December of last year was for the Bauer Media Group. In the morning, I did a keynote talk to all of their teams to think creatively, and I showed them examples from all over the world. In the afternoon, we did an interactive session, and I challenged them. I said, what OMG marketing moments are you going to come up with that's going to get talked about all over the world? But here's the challenge. You only have 2 minutes to come up with the answers. No. Not 2 hours, not 2 days, 120 seconds. Do you know what happens in the first 120 seconds, Michael? The greatest ideas from the front of our minds go straight onto the paper. Within the first minute, great ideas happen. The next 30 seconds after that, we're writing them all down. The 30 seconds after that, we're deciding who's going to deliver these ideas to the rest of the group.
Now, this is what you specialize in, really, isn't it? Looking for a point of difference, whether it's celebrity service,
definitely
reinventing service so that people get excited about business, whether it's observational marketing greats, that's where the OMG comes from. I'm aware
yes.
of that. I mean, you've spent your whole career looking for this stuff around the world, really, haven't you?
Yes. I mean, I do it for clients. I still work with clients to come up with these ideas, but I also see them myself and observe them myself. But I need to quickly tell you about the results of this particular campaign. I phoned up my client the next morning. I'm not going to tell you the exact words I used, but let me just say I was relieved. And I said, you've got to tell me, what have you done? And they said, we printed 200 cards. We sent these to 200 businesses that we want to do business with because we're a creative station. We're a creative industry. I said, what have the results been so far in people, you know, connecting with you and engaging with you? And you obviously try to get appointments. And Dominic, the sales director, said, we have had over 70% of people
wow.
so far from this mail drop, from 200. That is an OMG moment.
That's
You're
amazing.
Right, though. That's what makes my job. That's what makes what I do so worthwhile, what I do, because it's you actually see the physical results. And, yeah, I observe this all over the world. I do this all over the world. And it's about inspiring businesses to think better for greater results. And those ideas, that idea for the Valentine's card, happened within 2 minutes.
You cracked an idea for a South African company as well, didn't you? I think it was Tiger Brands.
Yes. Many of your listeners right now may well have in their fridge a certain product called Enterprise Poloni.
Well, I hope they haven't got it in their hands while they're listening to the podcast, but I know what you mean.
Well, as you know, I think we spent some time ago, just a couple of years ago, and I was booked to speak for Tiger Brands in Sun City. And I did a talk for all of their teams. And a month later, they actually invited me back and they said, Jeff, we want you to do what you did. But could you do it to everybody in our marketing teams? I said, no, I would love to. Came back a month later. I did a full day with all of the teams. Again, giving them the two-minute challenge of what could you come up with that's going to stand out from the rest. And it's about opening people's eyes.
Yeah.
It's about getting them in a different zone to think differently. And the day went exceptionally well. I was really pleased. I got back on the plane. And it wasn't until, it must have been 3 months later, I started getting a few emails and a few sort of tweets and a couple of Facebook messages from some of the teams that I'd friended on social media.
Right.
And there's a lady called Natalie Wood. She was in charge of the meats, the processed meats, including the polony. And she said, I just wanted to tell you what I did from that session. And I was like, what did she mean? And she sent me a link to YouTube. And I clicked on YouTube, and it was a TV commercial with the polony cap. And I thought, what on earth is this? Now, I'm not a huge polony fan. I don't eat too much of it. But there is a problem with packaged meats. When you open them and you cut them, you eat them, you open them, you cut them, after a couple of days, they're going to dry out.
Yeah.
So therefore, you have wastage. Natalie came up with this brilliant idea of a yellow plastic cap that you could fit on the end, that kept the product nice and fresh, that meant there was no wastage, and it literally cost a couple of rand.
That's amazing. And I think it went on to make some records as well. Tiger Brands are very proud of their Enterprise Polony cap.
Yeah, Natalie won an award for it, and sales went through the roof. And you know what? I'm sat in my office back in the northeast of England, in the UK here, and I've just got a smile from ear to ear. This was not my idea, Michael. But bringing the same techniques of the 120-second challenge, it's results.
Everyone's got one. Wherever they come from, everyone's got the idea within them, really. You just help uncover it. That's what you're saying, Mr. Ram.
Absolutely. Absolutely. With your marketing, but also with your customer service as well. You know, the ideas to stand you out from the competition do not lie within an advertising agency. They do not lie with necessary outside external consultants. They lie within the teams around you, around the desk right now. We just have to unlock that creative gap.
Now, I know you've written two books on the subject. OMG Marketing is one, Celebrity Service is the other. I've read both of them. They proudly sit on my bookshelf, I must tell you. They're available on Amazon, and you can just Google Celebrity Service or OMG Marketing and find Jeff Ram. I'll give you his web address in a moment as well. Jeff, as I say, you travel the world speaking about this stuff, and I know that you're keen to do more in South Africa. It's pretty hard fitting South Africa into your regime of travel. I saw you heading for Japan the other day? Then you were in Ecuador, then you were in Malta. I mean, you just rock and roll across the planet, right?
Ah, it's lovely, Michael. It's lovely. Do you know what? The more you travel, and people say it broadens the mind, it doesn't. It changes your life. And funnily, the more places I travel, I pick up more ideas. I work with different clients, different cultures, and it's great sharing those stories with different continents. And yeah, I mean, it is difficult to fit in, but you know what? I mean, I'm hoping that by the end of this year, 2015. Early 2016, I'll be back in South Africa, possibly Joburg, as well as Cape Town, for around about sort of 6 or 7 days. It'd be nice to meet up with some clients and some good friends, including yourself.
I'd certainly look forward to that, Mr. Ram. So where do people get hold of you? How do they find out about Jeff Ram, marketing guru, unlocking the secrets of creativity?
They can go straight to the mothership. They can go to Jeff Ram, which is GEOFFRAMM.com and go straight to the website, my list of things what I've got on there. They can go to YouTube and type in Jeff Ram, and I've got 101 videos there of great marketing and service from around the world. But yeah, at Jeff Ram, Jeff Ram, Jeff Ram. Look at me on social media, hook up, and yeah, there's a lot of free resources there for people to help them stand out from the competition.
I love that. From Sunderland to the rest of the world, which is where you are right now, really, isn't it? Sunderland is home base for
you. I am. Yeah, we're a very strong football premiership team. We hold up the rest of the division, so we're doing well. We're doing well.
Absolutely right. And I hope you've had a better summer than we've had a winter. It was almost the same here in winter as summer in the UK when I last looked. But, you know,
really,
watching you travel...
You must have had one cloud. You must have had one cloud in Johannesburg. That's a bad winter.
There was literally just one cloud. I saw it yesterday as well. It was freezing. It was horrible. Obscure the sun for all of 4 seconds. Now, this social media thing, I mean, you don't just talk about it, you live it, as you say. You've got 101 videos up there on YouTube. Yes. Celebrity Service, it's all rolling for you. Is that the best place for people to go and just find you? Go to Jeff Ram, GEOFFRAMM, jeffram.com, or just search for your name on Google or Celebrity Service.
Yeah, YouTube, Google me, you'll come across my YouTube channel, Yeah, it's all of there. If anybody here is listening and they want just that inspiration, that one or two ideas to make them stand up from the rest, you know, gather around, grab yourself a Windhoek and gather around the TV and get some ideas. Or hopefully, I may say one or two people later on this year, early next year.
And we'd love to. Yeah. You've been listening to In Conference with Michael Jackson right here on cliffcentral.com. If you like what you're listening to, make sure you're clicking onto the podcast. They're always on the cliffcentral.com website. And feel free to share them. Go and look for the people, really, that make all the difference in the world of conferencing, business, and that kind of stuff. It's been a real pleasure having you with us. Thank you and goodbye. cliffcentral.com.